China's unveiled its number one central document for this year, vowing to push forward rural revitalization and accelerate the modernization of agriculture in rural areas. As the first policy statement released by Chinese central authorities each year, the document is seen as an indicator of policy priorities. Work on agriculture in rural areas has been high on the agenda for 18 consecutive years. The 10th round of the China-India Corps Commander meetings was held over the weekend. The Chinese Defense Ministry says the two sides have praised the smooth completion of the disengagement of frontline troops in the Bangong Lake area. It says they had a candid and in-depth exchange of views on other issues along the line of actual control in the western sector of the China-India border. Both sides also agreed to continue communications and push for a mutually acceptable resolution of the remaining issues to maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. The leader of the largest teachers union in the United States says they now have a roadmap to reopening schools that doesn't hinge entirely on complete vaccination of all educators. The debate over how and when to safely reopen schools has become heated in many school districts as pressure builds to reopen schools. The nation's top infectious disease expert says the CDC guidelines set out steps to ensure everyone's safety when reopening schools. But Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that the U.S. still needs to vaccinate many more Americans to reach herd immunity, despite a dramatic decline in infections.
I don't think we've vaccinated enough people yet to get the herd immunity. I think you're seeing the natural peaking and coming down. The slope that's coming down is really terrific. It's very steep and it's coming down very, very quickly. But we are still at a level that's very high.
So far, less than 15% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Zuckerberg's San Francisco General Hospital is offering vaccines to individuals over 65 through Tuesday. Dr. Luke John Dabe says removing barriers to vaccination is important to the community.
We know that the elderly are at greatest risk for having complications from COVID-19, and so we wanted to make sure that we could open it up to the entire city. And so we found that probably the drop-in clinic was easiest.
Meanwhile, on the outskirts of San Diego, rural residents showed up at 41 vaccine sites aimed at reaching people outside the metro hub. California announced on Friday it'll reserve 10% of its weekly vaccine supply for educators starting in March. U.S. media reports say extreme weather in the country is exposing risk related to America's aging infrastructure. The reports say that Texas has struggled to restore electricity and water over the past week. Continent-spanning winter storms triggered blackouts in several states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. The report says one-third of oil production in the nation was halted. Road networks nationwide were paralyzed, and vaccination efforts in 20 states were disrupted. The report says extreme weather brought by climate change is placing growing stress on the foundations of the country's economy. Local residents in Texas are tackling food and water shortages and price spikes as temperatures are rising and road conditions are improving. But dozens of deaths have been reported so far. Nationwide, the season's adverse weather has killed at least 70 people.